Hey, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue Siman Shin Samach Beis. Tonight we are doing Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph, and this is page 436, Reish Yud Ches Amud Beis, but we are holding on Reish Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tonight we are learning all about Tzuras HaPesach. So first we're going to talk about in what situations a Tzuras HaPesach works. That's what Sif Yud is about. And Sif Yud Aleph is what a Tzuras HaPesach looks like. It's what Tzuras HaPesach is what we typically call an Erev, right? I mean, with the strings. That's the Tzuras HaPesach. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Imasa Tzuras HaPesach, Afilu Pirtzi Yisera Me'asar Mutter. You can make a Tzuras HaPesach even for an opening that's greater than Tanamos. Vafilu Na'atzal Arba Kundes and Barba Ruchas Vasa Tzuras HaPesach Al Gabei and Mutter. And even if you have a wide open area and you just put four poles in four corners and run a Tzuras HaPesach, run a string on top of all four poles, that's also going to be Mutter. V'hani Mili B'chatzuru Mavi Sheish B'em Diyorin. But that's only in a place where it's a residential area. Aval Bibikul But in a wide open field, it does not work to have Tzuras HaPesach in all four directions. B'shekol aruchos al yidei Tzuras HaPesach, to have all four directions covered with a Tzuras HaPesach. But in a community, you can have all four directions covered purely with a Tzuras HaPesach. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, la Rambam ein Tzuras HaPesach mo lepirtzi yoser me'aser elim kenomim merubal haparutz. The Rambam is more machmir and says that a Tzuras HaPesach does not work on a pirtza that is greater than 10 amos unless you have more wall than you have opening. Vazmani afil bika b'kol aruchos. And if you have more wall than you have opening, then the Tzuras HaPesach will work even in a bika and even in all the directions. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Gimel afilu d'shovei nechshav amakom ahu lepirtza. Once you make a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not considered a pirtza anymore. Mutter afilu k'shakol arba aruchos hayi ben pratzos keelu. Even if all four directions had these massive pratzos, and you make a Tzuras HaPesach over them, it's mutter. Al gabei and mutter l'talta b'tochan duked defanos sheishben pesachim chashivi. All of a sudden, we consider it to be like walls that have doorways in them, and the Tzuras HaPesach are just doorways. But v'ani mili b'chatzer, this idea that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides is only true in a chatzer. Ratzalomer shenaflu k'saleh va'asa sham kundosin b'tzuras pesachim, which means that its walls fell down, and you made instead a Tzuras HaPesach to replace them. And the reason why we're more makel in a residential area is that since people live there, it's more normal to have a lot of openings. That's why they are makel. So we said that it's mutter in a bika, it does not work in all four sides. As opposed to a case where you had walls, it's just that there were breaches that are greater than 10 amos, then mahani Tzuras HaPesach afilu b'bika barba arucha seha. Then even in a bika, Tzuras HaPesach is going to work. Afilu maya parut merubal omeid. Even if there's more breach than there is wall. Lepirtza yosem me'aser, but the Rambam says that Tzuras HaPesach does not work for a breach that's greater than 10 amos. Aval be'aser mo'il afilu parut merubal omeid. The Rambam would still agree that if it's 10 amos or less, that a Tzuras HaPesach does work even if there's more breach than there is wall. Vafilu bebika, and even in a bika, in a wide open area where there are no diurin. Vafilu kol arba ruchas al yedei Tzuras HaPesach. And even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. But the point is that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be, each Tzuras HaPesach has to be less than 10 amos. Upamim mo lafilu pirtzi yoser me'aser. And even according to the Rambam, you can have a situation where you have a Tzuras HaPesach that is greater than 10 amos. Kigon, beruach shlishi shal mavoi mahani Tzuras HaPesach, afilu ledofen kulo kshum mefula. That if you have a mavoi which has two side walls that are full walls, and then you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach on the third side and it's totally wide open, and the whole third side is only going to be a Tzuras HaPesach, that's fine. Kibit sheshtei defanos shleimos, because you have two full walls. Elim kein omeid, unless you have omeid merubal haparutz, then you can have a Tzuras HaPesach even greater than 10 amos on all the walls. V'nachon lachosh diveram shekam dasa smak v'asmak hu kein. And the Mishaburah says, big chumrah, it's most proper to be machmir for the sheet of the Rambam, which means that a community eruv that just has a bunch of strings around it will not be good enough. If you have walls on two or three sides, then you could have strings around the rest of the area, even though obviously the strings cover much, much more than 10 amos. So, or if you have on all four sides, you have omid merubal aparts, you have more wall than open space, then you can have Tzuras HaPesach that are bigger than 10 amos. But But if you don't have actual walls, according to the Rambam, most community Erevin are not going to be valid. North Woodmere, we're good, because we're surrounded by water, and the municipality puts fences around the water. So we're actually surrounded on most sides by actual fencing, so the Tzuris HaPesach could be greater than 10 Amos. But most communities, it doesn't really work. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Aleph, Mahu Tzuris Pesach, what does a Tzuris Pesach look like? You have one pole on each side and a pole that runs on top of them, on top of those two side poles. It doesn't have to be touching the side poles. It could even be many amos above the height of the side poles. As long as each of the side poles are at least 10 tefachim high. And that if you were to draw a straight line, it would hit the kana elyon. It's just that it's way too short to hit the kana elyon. But if it were to continue straight on the trajectory that it is, it would hit the kana elyon. If you attach the top pole to the sides of the side poles and not running over the top of the side poles, then lomahani, then it does not work. And in addition to that, the side poles need to be strong enough to hold the door, even if it's just a door made out of straw, so a light door, or reeds. But the top pole doesn't need to be that strong. It could even be made out of gemi, out of rubber, or something like that. So that's why in our community, Erevin, we have poles on the side. It could hold some type of door. But on top, we have string. What kind of door could string hold? It can't hold any door, but that's okay, because the kanal gabehen does not need to be able to hold the door. Says the Mishmurus of Kanal Samach, Mishmurus says something that not everybody agrees with. He says that even if one side post is low and the other side post is high, and the kana al gabehen is on a slant, that works as well. In Sharat Zion, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger, says that he's mesupak if it's very much bishipua, that if it's on a big slant, then maybe it does not work. The kana al gabehen vuadin al yidei chavalim, and the same is true if it's with ropes. Afilu enu nogea behen, even if it doesn't touch it, aminu guras. Because we say good asik, and the side poles are considered to go straight up until they hit the rope on top, the string on top. Obviously, something needs to be holding the string on top, otherwise it would fall down. It has to be that the two side posts are literally directly underneath the top string. It cannot be distant from it, even by just a little bit. Puzzle. If any one of those side poles were just a little bit off from right underneath the top pole, it's puzzle. And the reason is, because even if you're going to say good asik on the side pole, if it's not right underneath the string, it will come up to the side of the string, and then it's going to be minatzad. Then it's going to be considered like it's minatzad, and that is puzzle. If the two side posts are not directly across from one another, it's at an angle, so then the kanal gabeya needs to be at a similar angle, because it has to run across both of the side kanim. Minatzad, al kanim. What's the problem of minatzad? It means that you don't put the top pole directly on the side poles. You attach it to the side of the side post as opposed to resting on top of the side post. Because in that way it's not similar to a Pesach where the mashkof rests on the two mezuzos. The Taz is a unique shita where he holds that it's okay if it's not resting on top of the side pole, as long as it's not lower than the height of the side poles. If it comes to a perfect right angle with the side poles, that's going to be okay, says the Taz. It just can't be lower. It doesn't have to be resting on top. It could be a perfect right angle with the side poles. That which the Taz is making like that, all the Achronim disagree and say, no, it needs to be resting directly on top. And if the upper pole is is stuck between one kana and another. Shenechkach ktsas pakanim ken sholsenu umanim. Meaning, what if on the top of the side pole you make a groove and you fit the string inside that groove? Is that called al gabein or is that called minatzad? Vakanim also the ma'ila al gava kana shemunach b'nehem. The sides of the groove go up above where the string is. So mistabik a prima gadim umitzad b'zela achmir. Prima gadim is not sure about that, but he thinks we should probably be machmir about it. Avulim eina kanim od fin lemaila ela shachaka krak ma'at v'mtzis al naniach hachevel b'tocho she'emunach b'to v'lo yishtal shalamata shapir dami. But if you make a groove in the top and it's a small enough groove that when you stick the string into the groove it's flush against the top of the pole, so that's going to be mutter. Demikri za al gabo, that's called that it's on top. V'cheinim noit mismar brosh akonav akosh b'rachevel. This is common practice. If you stick a nail in top of the side pole and you tie the string around the nail, that's okay. Shapir dami damunuch milamal neged hakana, because even though it's around the nail and not above the nail, but it's above the post because the nail is sticking out above the post. If you keep wrapping the string around the side post to the point that it protrudes above the height of the side post, that also works. If you can rely on a telegraph, whether you can rely on phone wires, fine. So we said lo mahani, it does not work that was going on. If it's kana min atzad, it's lo mahani. V'imhemen kana acher tachas eiza makom shayim min atzad kosher. What you can do is, if you have a tall telephone pole and a wire that comes out from the side of the telephone pole, what you could do is you could stick another smaller pole onto the side of the telephone pole so that the wire is directly above the new smaller pole that you put there. So it's kana min atzad with the actual telephone pole, but that's not the pole you're using. You're using this small lechi that you attach to the side of the telephone pole, which is directly underneath the string, and that's going to work. But you should get rid of the puzzle of kana because it doesn't look good that it's there. We said that the top post doesn't have to be strong to hold the door. It could even be made out of string. But it has to be strong enough that a wind won't blow it away. Still more makil on the string that goes across the top than we are on the posts that go on the side. The side posts can't shake in the wind, because they're there as a mechitza. Mechitza shurach minida lo mikra mechitza. And if a wall sways in the wind, then it's not a wall at all. Aval akonisha al gabon, but the string that goes on top, granted, you need to be careful that it doesn't get blown away by the wind. But if the wind sways it, then it's not such a big problem. Because the main thing of the main structure of the mechitza are the two kanim and atzad. There are achronim that are machmir that even the string on top should not sway in the wind. And according to them, you really, really need to tie the string tight so that the wind will not sway the string. It has to be really tied in a very tight and effective way. So to review what we learned tonight, in Si'if Yud we said that there's a machlokas between the first day in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam whether Tzuras HaPesach work on all on more than 10 amos at a time. The Rambam says that it does not unless you have existing walls on at least two sides. Mishabur recommends being machmir for Shitas HaRambam. But the first day in Shulchan Aruch says it does work on all four sides. And then in Sefer Aleph, we said the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach is a kanamikan v'kana al gabayan. The top post needs to be on top. It cannot be min hatzad. However, the kana al gabayan does not need to be as strong as the kanamikan v'kanamikan, nor does the top post need to be touching the kanamikan v'kanamikan. It just needs to be directly over if you were to do good asa. pasuk that it would hit directly the kana that is al gabeyan. Okay, Bez Hashem, on Sunday, probably from the Shasathan, we'll do Se'if Yud Beis, and then we'll begin Simin Shin Samach Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shabbos.